B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
The guy actually survived after being swept over the Canadian Horseshoe Falls in Niagara Falls on Tuesday morning.
I saw it, and he didn't spill his coffee.
Well, I don't know about that, but the incident occurred at about 4 a.m. at the brink of the Horseshoe Falls. That's the really big portion of the falls. Park police officers witnessed the man climb a retaining wall, jump into the river, and then saw him get swept over the falls.
Yeah, yeah.
The man, who was not identified by police, was found sitting on rocks near the Journey Behind the Falls observation platform.
Whoa!
After a search of the lower river, the man was rescued from the Niagara River and was taken to an area hospital with injuries that were not considered life-threatening.
That's just freaking amazing.
Yeah, further details were not released about the incident. The Horseshoe Falls are the largest of the three falls at the Canadian-American border.
He attributed his resilience to the toilet paper that he uses, Preston.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, he says it's helped fortify his bone structure.
The Horseshoe Falls are about 170 feet tall. More than 6 million cubic feet of water travel over the crest line of the falls every minute.
When you're standing anywhere near that and you're looking at the sheer awesome force of that, to imagine going over.
No.
You know, people die when they go over in protective enclosures.
Yep.
I mean, they're, you know, these lunatics.
Yep.
He survived that.
It's amazing. Police say they discovered more than they expected when they searched the home of a man from Tom's River for weapons and possibly bombs. They ended up finding none of that. They found a 500-pound pig instead. The man later identified as Joseph Kelly was in the parking lot of the Tom's River Police Department on Monday, about 7 a.m., told cops that he may have had a warrant out for his arrest. And the police said a loaded shotgun serving no legitimate purpose was found in his car, so they arrested him. He was later taken to a local hospital for evaluation. The charges filed against him were not immediately clear. His home was searched for, quote, the safety and any additional occupants based on some comments that he made during his arrest. There was nobody at his home except for a 500-pound pig that was removed by animal control for safekeeping.
Can I help you?
They actually did find more weapons and ammo inside the home, and because of the unknown age and condition of some of the located munitions, the bomb unit was called in to help remove them.
Does it say in what room the 500-pound pig was?
They didn't.
The parlor?
The entire street was Norman. The entire street was closed for hours while police conducted their investigation of Kelly's home. There are more charges pending against him. This is wild, man. Reusable metal straws may be good for the planet, but they can also kill you.
Oh, yes.
No. Oh, no.
This story will blow your mind.
I gave this to Marissa for Christmas.
Well, she may not be in trouble yet. So, mm-hmm. Alina Gardner had her death has just been ruled accidental. A 60-year-old woman collapsed in her kitchen while holding a glass whose 10-inch steel straw drove through her left eye socket and pierced her brain.
Oh, my God.
Specifically, Gardner was carrying a jar-style glass with a screw-top lid that held the straw in place. That's what mainly caused the issue, Casey.
Okay.
The cause of death was traumatic brain injury, and the coroner who investigated her gruesome end is warning others to not use metal straws in drink lids that keep them fixed in place.
I think the bigger question, Casey, is why you want Marissa dead.
I don't.
Oh.
The coroner said clearly great care should be taken when using these metal straws. There is no give in them at all.
Yeah.
Gardner, by the way, a retired jockey, was prone to falls following a riding accident she sustained at age 21, which left her with multiple fractures to her lumbar spine and scoliosis. But after collapsing in the kitchen, her wife, Mandy, found her lying face down and making unusual gurgling sounds. It was only after she turned her over that she saw the straw had pierced her eye and that it was still attached to the jar.
God!
She died the next day. That's horrible, man. All right. Thank you, everyone, for sending me this story. I appreciate it. Yes, it belongs right here in the Bizarre File. This is in a town called Liberty in Missouri, and there's very few details, but law enforcement relied on some basic senses over the weekend to help them track down an alleged criminal. A spokesperson for the Clay County Sheriff's Office posted a photo on Facebook of the search and added that while officers were searching for this person, that person passed gas so loudly that it gave up their hiding spot.
That's great.
So they were...
Their fart betrayed them.
I don't know where they were hiding, but they made enough noise with their ass that the police were able to find them. And they said, we got to give props to Liberty PD for using their senses to sniff him out. According to the sheriff's department, the individual was wanted for possession of a controlled substance.
And couldn't you hold it in?
He farted his way into jail.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A woman is facing charges after police say she was caught driving a car with two children in an inflatable swimming pool on the roof of her car.
I love it.
Jennifer A. Janice Yeager is charged with two counts of endangering the health or life of a child and two counts of reckless conduct.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would be dangerous.
Police said that Yeager was pulled over by an officer after she was spotted driving an Audi Q5, and on top of her car was an inflatable swimming pool with her two daughters, aged 8 and 16, inside the swimming pool.
You have to see it, though, on the top of the car.
It's huge. It's giant.
There's no way.
And how did that kid even stand on the diving board?
Yeager told police that she had just driven to a friend's house to inflate the pool, and the girls were sitting in it to hold it down on the drive back home.
By the roof!
Why did they inflate it?
Exactly. Well, I guess they couldn't do it on their own. Maybe the person had an air pump.
Yeah.
And the thing was huge.
It's better to get the air pump, bring it to your house.
There you go.
No. Not when you have your kids that can weigh it down.
Yeah. Yeager was arrested and released.
Why did they put water in it?
After posting bond. This is in Mississippi. 36 vehicles and one 18-wheeler were sidelined on Interstate 10 Tuesday afternoon after running over roofing screws. 36 vehicles.
Wow.
The semi-truck alone lost 5 tires from this thing. Multiple reports of vehicles in the westbound lane of flat tires were flooding the police. Highway Patrol said that they believe a vehicle accidentally lost a container full of roofing screws. The troopers have not targeted where exactly the debris begins, but it appears to be most prominent on the Pascagoula River Bridge.
The Pascagoula, the mighty Pascagoula. Preston, there was a year where they were doing construction all around the area. It's like 3 or 4 years ago, and I had about 4 separate occasions where tires went flat because of nails and construction material.
Yep, same thing in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
The debris was removed from the road, but I mean that's a lot.
It's ridiculous.
36 vehicles and 5 tires on one semi all got it. Here's another car story. I got a number of car stories here. Witnesses caught video on Tuesday evening when an armored truck traveled on Interstate 285 near Atlanta and lost a large amount of cash via a side door that came open in transit.
Keep the cash by the side door.
Police in Georgia are warning witnesses that grabbed cash that they could face charges if they don't return the money, because there's this video of these people running all over the highway,
okay,
tracking down the money and taking it. The police wrote in a Facebook post, while we certainly understand the temptation, it is still theft and the money should be returned. We are thankful there were no crashes or pedestrians struck as a result of this isolated cash storm. The exact amount of missing cash is unclear, but police say that they're going to use license plate numbers from videos to identify drivers involved in grabbing the money.
In particular, they're looking for a woman who filled the pool on the roof of her car with money.
Yeah, why not? Maybe that's where she had it. A 64-year-old man told investigators that he took his 2007 Toyota Avalon to get the engine replaced. When he got it 4 days later, he said the vehicle appeared to have, quote, grease on the steering wheel, center console, and all over the driver's side with a terrible odor. He said that he took the vehicle to be detailed, but an attendant refused to work, saying that the substance wasn't grease. Instead, it was something brown and something stinky.
Oh, my God.
The attendant reported it was feces, also known as excrement, dung, and manure.
They know all the technical terms.
The vehicle...
poop.
The vehicle owner tried to make the best of a crappy situation and spoke to the manager, who said that he has no idea how that could have happened.
That's the way I bought it.
And then he hung up on him. The man told police that he's had some problems with a neighbor. The report doesn't state whether the feces was canine, feline, or elsewise. The report does state the case is still active, though.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.